Network presents Eddie Condon's 38th Jazz Concert, and right now, stirring up today's first batch of that Americana music for you are trombonist Johnny Pesky of Atlanta, Georgia, cornetist Muggsy Spanier, whose ragtime band everybody knows, clarinetist Hank D'Amico of the Blue Network Orchestra, Bob Casey, the bassie from Cairo, Illinois, Tommy Dorsey's Steinway expert, Mr. Jess Stacy, and the surrealist of the drums, George Dolly Wetling. The song is that old-time good one, Should I? Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, kids and hot fans all over the Western Hemisphere. And hello out there, wherever you are, whatever time of day it may be, to our soldiers and sailors all around the world listening to this program of back home music through military radio facilities. People who study the progress of human culture seem to think that jazz music is the new art form of the 20th century, and everybody agrees that it's as American as baseball. Its very essence is its impromptu quality. And for that reason, I can't tell you very much about what's apt to happen here today. But there's one fellow who probably knows, or does he? And his name is Eddie Condon.
Well, I see the same mob is still in the same position. I think we ought to play Song of the Water. Muggsy, you ready for two beats? One, two.
Thank you. don't care if I might announce this next election.
Why, not at all, George. What language?
Oh, anyone. I tell you, way back when I was a kid in Chicago, I was going out to Calumet High School.
Teaching, and, George?
No, not teaching.
Student,
I see. A little studying on the side.
Oh. Lampshades, knitting, yeah, and so forth.
Anyhow, I heard all these guys talking about a terrific soprano saxophone player was downtown there.
Yeah.
Working with Eddie Payton's band.
Yeah.
So,
Do they have high school then?
Oh, yes.
I see.
They have a few. This was before the youth movement took over. So, you know, at my age, tender age that I was, they wouldn't allow
father.
Us boys in the cabarets. And so, anyhow, I got a hold of a record that Sidney was on. You know the Sidney I'm talking about, Sidney Bechet.
That's him.
And I thought it was about the best thing I'd ever heard. Then I couldn't even believe it was a soprano saxophone, because I never heard anything played like that before.
Well, I tell you, it's not even necessary to spell it or even pronounce it, but Sidney can certainly play it. Sidney, do you want to take that sister, Kate? Get back there, George. Now, George, run over your poetry for the next number. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, Sidney. Sidney, if you ever draw a blank, I'm going to grow an extra head. We have an exceptional trumpet player here today, and his name is Yank Lawson. Yank is my idea of an outstanding jazz band trumpet player. We don't hear enough of Yank in the smaller bands these days. So we're going to turn him loose here with a few accomplices, George Welling, Bob Casey, Jess Stacy, and Hank D'Amico. They're all going to put in with him. The song is going to be Indiana. I'm going to give you a downbeat of that, Hank. Ready? Boom. See what happened, Jack? Everyone seemed to like that one. There's no question about it. A few years ago, some records came out that everyone liked. The name of that label was Mugsy Spanier's Ragtime Band. One of the cleverest of those sides was an idea of Joe Bushkin's and Mugsy's called Relaxing at the Turo. And it goes something like this. Stacy, take it.
Thank you.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, Muggsy. It's a pleasure to hear that anytime. Relaxing or not relaxing, you know that. See, I have something concerning this next number to say. It goes something like this. I have spent most of my time, evenings, to date, working in little clubs, off and on 52nd Street here in New York. Why not? Because fellows I was working with included Joe Bushkin, the late Bunny Berrigan. Practically the most regular customer in the place was Johnny DeVries. One night, Johnny came in with a song. It was from a score from Flop Musical. I forgot the name of the musical. And I know the name of the song. It's called If I Can't Get Started With You. Now, Johnny had a little trouble inducing us to play this song. Well, thanks to John DeVries, Bunny Berrigan established this song as a must. It's always a standard from now on. And there's a young lady here who feels the same way I do about it. Miss Lee Wiley's going to sing it. Jess?
I've flown around the world in a plane and settled revolutions in Spain. The North Pole I have charted, but I can't get started with you. Around a golf course, I'm under par. That struggle when wants me to start. I got a house, a show place, can't get no place with you. You're so supreme. Lyrics I write, love you. Just for the sight of you dream, both day and night of you. But what good does it do? I've been consulted by Franklin D. and Robert Taylor Rusby to G. Still I'm broken hearted. Started with you. I do 100 yards in 10 flats. The Prince of Wales has copied my hat. With queens I've all accorded. Can't get started with you. The leading tailors follow my style. In toothpaste that feature my smile. The Astor Bills I visit, but say, what is it with you? When first we met, how you elated me past. You devastated me yet. Now you deflated me till you're my Waterloo. When J.B. Morgan bows, I just nod. Reed Bastard wanted me to play God. The Siamese twins I parted.
You can see why I can't get started as a standard. Thanks very much, Lee. Fred Robbins, what language are you speaking in today?
Well, Eddie, I had a lot of letters here from our mailbag from overseas, but I see that time doesn't permit quoting a few of them, so we'll save them for next week, and they're very interesting indeed. Meantime, you're going to round up the mob for a little barefoot serenade. I want to tell the folks what's going to happen next week. Max Kaminsky and Billy Butterfield will be here. We've asked that bass player from Boston, Jack Lesberg, to drop in, too. And you can plan on hearing Jess Stacy and George Wetling and Ernie Caceres and Lee Wiley, too. So come back again next Saturday, same time, same blue station. Today we're playing this one for Whack Gene Kelly. Gene's being married today. And for all the Kellys in the service, Edward, how about the Carnegie Leap?
Carnegie Leap? Okay. Give us the Gaelic touch, Jess. Gotta take it.
sound and jazz concerts are produced by Ernest Anderson and announced by Fred Robbins.
This is the Blue Network.